And what about your wider vision for North Yorkshire?
Well, we have a number of visions, and don't ask me what my priority is at the moment, because the priorities, we have numerous priorities. The overarching priority, of course, is to run an efficient council that actually spends its money wisely, even though we are appreciative of the fact that we have 35% less spending power than we had some years ago. And you can't carry on doing things the same way that you always did if you've taken 35% out of the council's coffers. That's why we have to have things like stronger communities, because there are some things we just cannot afford to do anymore. And if we can't afford to do them, either they close and they stop, or people step up to the plate and help to do them on our behalf. We don't just walk away from that and do a hospital pass and say, right, it's over to you. We'd like to think that our Stronger Communities programme actually then still continues to help communities to help themselves. Looking at the council itself, what are the vision of the council? What are the key things that we need to concentrate on? Well, every child and young person has the best possible start in life. I think that's absolutely vitally important. Education is a fantastic opportunity for people to go forward and get ready for work and improve their lives and the lives of people that they work with. At the other end of the spectrum, we want every adult to have a longer, healthier, independent life. This is because the county now is home to a growing population of elderly people. And we have more people are living longer. And that is great news for an older person, great news for their families. My two parents died much younger than people die today. And I only wish that 30 years ago they could have lived for longer. But people are living longer. They have needs that are becoming more complex when they do need needs. But the idea is to make sure that they live an independent life for as long as possible. And then underpinning all this, we need a strong economy, we need sustainable growth, and we've got to give people the opportunity to fulfil their ambitions. And I believe North Yorkshire is a great place to live, it's a great place to enjoy yourselves, but it's also a great place to work. And we're spending a lot of time and effort in actually helping to build that economy, because if you don't have a strong economy, all the rest of it suffers because of that. And then finally, as I've already sort of alluded to, Patrick, we want to be a modern council that's listening to our customers, working with them, understanding what their needs are, and as I say, spending every reduced pound that we have in the best possible way.
And looking further ahead, what do you see as the challenges facing the council and communities, and you know, how well prepared do you think you are?
Well, one challenge is going to be Brexit, and at the moment, of course, we don't actually know what Brexit is going to mean to us, because until we actually see what the negotiations are producing as outputs in Brussels, then we don't know how that is going to impact upon us. But we do know that there will be impacts. The common agricultural policy is one thing that will change, and we want to make sure that our agribusiness, our farming community, is well protected. In that respect. And of course the other thing is about whether we are going to have the same numbers of Eastern European labour, particularly Eastern European labour, which actually works in our farms, works in our hospitals and our nursing homes, and also works in our tourism industry. And of course the visitor economy is hugely important to North Yorkshire. So we need to be starting to get ready for those sort of impacts. But as I say, until we actually know the detail of what's coming out of the negotiations, it's rather hard to do anything other than scope the problem at the moment and then see what the solutions will be. Closer to home, of course, we have the devolution issue. And we've been talking about devolution now for a number of years. It's time now that we started to get some sort of credible solution to it. I'm still very much of the opinion that it should be on the widest possible geography possible, because that's that way you don't start drawing boundaries and you don't start finding out that you've got orphans, that some people have it and some people don't. However, we need to know whether the boundaries are going to be all of Yorkshire, not all of Yorkshire, or North Yorkshire, East Riding, York, whatever. And we're having those conversations now between leaders, and I have to say that leaders are getting on particularly well in having those conversations, and I'm grateful to the other leaders around Yorkshire for coming together and trying to sort out the problem. But government has a role to play in this as well. We don't have a God-given right to have devolution. It is actually government giving up its powers, so I believe that government actually has a justifiable role in having a say in what powers it's going to give up and where it's going to give them up to.